The Art Spot with Art Minius on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Welcome today to the Art Spot on WCHL and ChapelBurra.com. Three wonderful guests today. Dr. Sue Klausmeier, one of our favorite and most frequent guests here on the Art Spot from Kantari and Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus. Adam Dingler, one of the singers in the chorus. We've enjoyed him at the Art Center in All Is Calm, and he sings with both Kantari and with the Larger Voices group, and we're looking forward to having him back at the Art Center in December with Dr. Klausmeier in the restaging of All Is Calm. And closest to me over here, we have Natalie Sherman-Jolas, who was the winner of Voices American Dreams Poetry Competition. Welcome to the show, y'all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So, let's start off talking about the program that's coming Friday night, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. at University United Methodist, the Voices Summer Concert, American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals. What will this program consist of, Sue?
Well, Art, we have a varied program, starting with some American classics by Randall Thompson, Aaron Copland, and Samuel Barber, and some more recent works by composers Gwyneth Walker and Eric Whitaker. Then we have a section of pieces, all music theater, composers such as Leonard Bernstein, George Gershwin, and Irving Berlin. And then we wrap up with some American spirituals arranged by persons such as William Dawson and Moses Hogan, Andre Thomas, and we're having a great time rehearsing these pieces and look forward to performing them. Another important part of this concert is some poetry, American poetry, and as you know, we sponsored a high school poetry competition, and so we'll look forward to hearing the winner recite her poem and also have some other actors come in and recite some poems that are quite significant ones in the 20th century.
Yeah. Well, Natalie, you emerged as the winner of this competition. How did you find out about it, and what inspired your poem?
Well, my grandmother is actually in the Voices contest, or not contest, the choir, and she emailed me and my sister saying, check out this cool competition, and I think her words were actually, poetry is kind of like art, visual art, but with words. And it was late at night on a weeknight, and I was supposed to be doing homework, and writing art with words was a lot more appealing to me. And the theme of American Dream actually hits close to home, because I am the granddaughter of first generation immigrants to the States, and the American Dream, I believe, is kind of like the glue that holds our country together. And so I tried to write a poem that represented many different aspects, and so I kind of just wrote it all at once.
Have your grandparents talked to you a lot about their immigration story?
Yeah, especially my dad's parents. My grandmother was the daughter of an illiterate Scottish-Irish coal miner, and one of 10 children, and she came over here. She was, like, really brave, like, the only, like, one of the daughters to come over here. She had no contacts, and she just decided to come. And then my grandfather was living in Germany during World War II, and he was Jewish, and he was living in Berlin, and he survived the war there, but wanted to get out, and so he arrived in near Ellis Island on January 12th, which was a Thursday, but he actually first came onto American soil on Friday the 13th, and he says that's his lucky day now.
Yeah. Wow, that's a wonderful story. I love the art with words expression. Had you been writing poetry before this?
I read more poetry than I write. I actually haven't really written much poetry before. This is, I think, my second poem. I wrote one for a school assignment in seventh grade. But I read a lot, and I really appreciate poetry. I just hadn't really had the courage to actually go through with a whole poem before. But.
Well, the reading of great writing is incredibly important for the development of a writer. It's
it's
how you learn to write by seeing how the other artists created their art with words.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite poets, Natalie?
Well, I really like Maya Angelou and also Walt Whitman, but I've been reading a lot of their work recently. And Maya Angelou is also kind of, I've been reading a lot of her stuff, and so that also kind of inspired me to write this that night instead of homework.
Indeed. How long ago did you write this poem, Natalie?
I think it was sometime this spring, April.
Okay, so it was before Dr. Angelou passed.
Yeah, but it was really significant when she did pass.
I briefly met her about 20 years ago in Minneapolis at the Hubert H. Humphrey Convention Center. She was walking along and needed somebody to open the door for her. Oh, honey, you're from North Carolina, too. And then Walt Whitman was the subject of an Art Center stage play last May, our spring play. It was about young Walt Whitman. It's called Walt, written by his great-great-great nephew. That's really exciting. Congratulations so much on winning the American Dreams Poetry Contest and being in this position of reading the poem on Friday as part of the program by Voices. I wonder if folks will have to go Friday night, the 18th, to University United Methodist to hear the whole poem, but I wondered if you'd favor us with a stanza.
Sure. So the poem is called American Dream, and I'll just read the first stanza. Each stanza kind of takes a different outlook at the American Dream from a different perspective. So the first one is, I am the comfort of hardened hands cracked with dirt, tall stalks swaying with the air's breath, that color of blue that is space when you look straight up at the sky, porch swing beams, mealy and peeling under tired soles, a stereotype of a tomorrow unknown.
Very good. Natalie Sherman Jolis, the winner of the American Dreams Poetry Contest. You can hear her entire poem at the American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals, the Voices Summer Concert, July 18th, this Friday, 7:30 p.m. at University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill. And for more information or to get tickets, you can go to voiceschapelhill.org. And we'll be right back after these messages on the Art Spot. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com, talking this weekend about the Voices Summer Concert, American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals, happening this coming Friday, July 18th at 7:30 p.m. We spent a lot of time in the first segment talking with Natalie Sherman Jolis, the poetry competition winner, and she's getting ready to head off this fall to the North Carolina School of Science and Mathematics. And science makes us a bridge over to another one of our guests, baritone Adam Dingler. You are engaged in some very serious research as a PhD candidate.
Yes, that's true. I think like a lot of folks in the Voices group, we have careers outside of music, but we really enjoy singing as a choir together. And for me, this is singing is my creative outlet. But my day job currently is a graduate student in biomedical engineering. And it's a very interdisciplinary field that involves solving problems in medical technology. So it's great. It's interesting to sit in your chair all day thinking and doing research in a cerebral way and coming to Voices and being able to express yourself artistically.
Yeah, it's a beautiful balance. And you also have a beautiful voice. Would you mind sharing that with our listeners, please?
Sure, no problem. So one of the pieces on our program is a spiritual called Walk Together, Children. And this is just a really fun arrangement. And a common theme you'll find in spirituals is that there's a call and response. sometimes it'll be a soloist doing the call, and the response will be from the congregation or the choir. And so it starts off with the men doing the call, so I'll start with that. Walk together, children. And after the men do that stanza, there's a response from the women. So when you put the whole thing together, it sounds like the following. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. Walk together, children, don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the promised land, I said. And it goes on.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Excellent. Chris, that call and response in the spirituals, I used to live in the mountains in the old regular Baptist area where they would line out the hymns, mm-hmm. where the leader would sort of voice sing mm-hmm. the line, and then the congregation sing it together, since that goes back to pre-literate times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And to the old shape notes. Yeah, so this is a wonderful combination of serious research and artistic outlet you have going on, Adam.
Well, thank you. I find it really important that, you know, to find a balance in your life where you can still... You have work, but you can still do the things you love, and I hope to always be in that space. Yeah. We'll see.
What's the special magic that draws you to choral music and groups like Cantari and Voices? What makes singing with other people and blending voices an important part of your creativity?
I think it's, you know, a common thread in a lot of the performing arts is that you're in the here and now. Your mind is producing a sound, or if you're dancing, you're dancing, and it's just experiencing life and feeling alive. And I love that. And what's great about choir too is it's inclusive. I mean, I find like in singing in the popular music these days, sometimes you have competitions like American Idol, which I feel it's almost, you know, it's like, here, look at this great singer, and that's someone who's really talented. You as a normal person, like, you might never be that talented, or you shouldn't participate. What I love about choir is, you know, everyone participates. It's a communal sound. And it's, I mean, an example is, you know, during the recent World Cup, I just love hearing from the stands this emerging sound of everyone singing the national anthem, and there's no experience quite like it. And I love being in choir. I've been in it since fourth grade.
Yeah.
Honolulu Boy Choir back in Hawaii.
Indeed. It's a special thing we all can share. And I, of course, come out of the folk music world where mm-hmm. singing together is almost a defining aspect, just like it is in a chorus.
I think that social aspect is an important one that we all long for, the social group beyond our work friends or beyond our church group, but some people have a common purpose. We all want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. And I like Adam's comment about it. It just makes you feel alive to sing because your breath is involved in it. So it comes from your core being, and to find that resonant core sound is thrilling.
It's very personal, yeah.
Another aspect of Voices work this summer, and it certainly relates to socializing as well as singing together and experiencing things together, is the trip to Ireland coming up later this month.
Yes, we had a couple of years ago we decided we'd take a group on a trip, and so I think that was 2008, and we took a trip to Italy. And that was thrilling, and we set another name for ourselves, a subgroup of the summer singers, and we called it the Carolina International Chorale. Mm-hmm. And that was so successful that 2 years later, we went to Central Europe. And now this summer, we're going to Ireland, and we'll be taking the same program, the American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals, but we'll have about 35 people going on the trip. Adam's one of our soloists, and he'll be going along. And so we're all looking forward to that. We'll have three concerts, Dublin, Limerick, and Galway, I believe.
Yeah.
So we leave 2 days after this concert So on the 20th of July, we get on the plane and head to Ireland.
Yeah. Wow.
No rest for the wicked.
My dad would always say weary, and my mother would always correct him with wicked. So have you been to Ireland before, Adam?
I have not, though about a quarter of my heritage is from there. You know, just getting back to this American dream. We're just so I'm really excited. I've never been to Europe actually, other than like a layover. So it's going to be an experience.
All right, we're visiting on the Art Spot today with Adam Dingler, Natalie Sherman-Jolis, and Dr. Sue Klausmeier, having a lot of fun talking about Voices activities this summer, including the American Dreams Poetry Contest that Natalie won, the beautiful summer concert American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals coming up this Friday, the 18th. At 7:30 p.m. at United Methodist Church, and their trip to Ireland following right thereafter. And we'll be back on the Art Spot after this. Welcome back to the Art Spot on WCHL and chapelborough.com. Talking today about Voices, the Chapel Hill Chorus, and especially the Voices Summer Concert coming up this Friday night, July 18th at 7:30. Tell us about Summer Chorus and how that takes on rather a more summery approach to singing together.
Well, back in 2002, we thought, you know, there are a lot of people who would like to sing in the summer. Church choirs, some of them disband for the summer. They take a little vacation. But people who like to sing don't want to stop. So we devised sort of a pattern. We choose a theme for the summer. We'd go with less formal attire, so no tuxedos and long dresses. Mm-hmm. But we've had a specially designed T-shirt for each concert. And we'd have a group of guest artists come in. And through the years, they've been quite varied. We started out with a group called Kickin' Grass.
And I know them well.
A bluegrass group. Well, that was back in 2002, the program was called How Can I Keep From Singing? And then we've had, in 2003, Passport to Song. We had Khalid Salim and his Rhythms of Life. African drummers who were performing over at the American Dance Festival came over, and they played some numbers on their own and accompanied us in a few. We've had a British program called The British Are Coming with the band Backbeat. Have you heard those?
Yeah.
And then play?
Sure.
That Beatles band. And we've had a mariachi band play before. We've had dancers come in when we had a concert called Gotta Dance. There were flamenco dancers as well as the Fred Astaire type with doing sambas and waltzes. We've had jazz vocalists. We've had Native American tribal dancers. We've had actors come in from Deep Dish Theater and do scenes from Shakespeare when we did a program called Shakespeare and All That Jazz. So anyway, we try to just mix it up, keep things fun and interesting. And I hope you'll find that to be the case this weekend.
I'm sure folks will. What are you looking forward to, Natalie, about reading your poem Friday night and being part of this program?
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it relates to the selection of the American Spirituals, because I haven't heard the full concert yet, and so I think it'll be really cool to see how my poem fits in with the different themes going on. And also, I believe there's three more poems being read as well, so it'll be interesting seeing how it all fits together, and I think it'll be a really cool just seeing the theme come together.
Indeed. I love multidisciplinary work around a theme. And how about you, Adam? What's Friday night promise for you?
Well, I'm just loving the selection Sue has chosen. I don't mean the pander, but we've got some really high-energy songs. Last Words of David, Battle of Jericho. Those of you familiar with choir will know what I'm talking about. And then as well as some really lovely more quiet pieces like The Sealed Lullaby by Eric Whitaker. And you have to hear it. It's great.
And you, Sue?
What am I looking forward to?
Yeah.
Well, it's always a thrill for me to conduct a choir like this. We have about 60 people singing this summer. I have a few instrumentalists coming in as well as the poetry reciters and actors. And it's a thrill to see it all come together. We have a fine accompanist, Deborah Hollis, at the piano for many of these works. Some are a cappella, some are accompanied. So I think it's coming together pretty nicely.
Very good. That is Voices Summer Concert, American Songs, Poems, and Spirituals at University United Methodist Church this Friday night, July 18th, 7:30 p.m. For more information or tickets, you can get it at the door or go to voiceschapelhill.org on the internet. Thanks, everybody.